You're about to hear a conversation with Petri Laine. Petri is a partner in Innovestor Venture Capital, one of the most active early-stage VC investors in Finland. They are currently managing 6 VC funds with total capital of over 250 million euros. They are usually the first VC check when entrepreneurs seek external funding. This video is a part of a series on startup scoring that we are producing with Liquido VC. Liquido VC supports startups and startup founders from on their journey from the beginning to the exit. Jussi Muurikainen from Liquido will join me in studio as co-host. Enjoy the conversation.
Welcome to Kallio Mäki Podcast, exploring entrepreneurship, society, and well-being. Subscribe now to stay updated on our latest episodes.
Not just funding case.
Yeah, but Petri's joined.
Petri, welcome online. We have 46 people on LinkedIn Live here following us. And we just finished with Risto. And now it's time to talk to
we you. We didn't finish Risto, but we finished
with Risto. Yeah, no. Yes. And it's time to talk about Innovestor right now. So could you talk a little bit about yourself and Innovestor? What makes Innovestor special and how did you end up in Innovestor?
Well, I've been in venture capital 20 plus years, so seeing ups and downs.
Sorry, Petri, I pause you for just a second and on the stream settings, could you please check that you have the right microphone? If you have a couple of microphones, I'm not sure if you have, but if you do, please go to the settings and check the audio input from audio tab. And if you have multiple microphones there, please check that you have the best possible. Just a technical thing here, because we're using Restream. Sometimes it changes hardware settings.
Okay. Does it sound no better?
Yeah,
it does. Yeah.
Perfect. Thanks. Sorry.
No problem. I've been in venture capital for 20 plus years. So seeing ups and downs. Now we are a bit on the great times, but the industry always bounces back and shoots over. And then comes again a time for readjustment. At the Innovestor, I've been for 7 years. Before that, I ran a fund called Aloitusrahasto Vera, or Avera as nicknamed, at Finvera, early phase venture capital investment vehicle that we privatized from Finvera 7 years ago. After that, we have set up 5 additional funds. So Innovestor has now 6 funds under management. 4 of them are active. One investing life science and digital health, one in industrial tech, one in very early phase, pre-seed, almost pre-seed, and seed phase companies in the field of sustainability, broadly defined. And then our latest fund, vintage of this year, since January, we have managed a fund co-investing together with business angels in early phase companies. And happy to say that next week we are paying out first 3 investments out of that fund. So nice start.
Nice. I looked at your website and noticed this Palo program, and that was interesting because that was exactly relating to this sustainability topic. But just to go over quickly our notes, we have here basically 9 categories that can be used as part of startup scoring. So I'm just going to go over this for our audience. And Petri, you can also think about this. What comes to your mind? What might be a very hot topic for you right now? So we talk about team, market need, solution, industry, timing, market, business, traction, funding and exit. And have you noticed any interesting trends relating to some of these topics? What's been on your mind most right now?
Well, as we are in a little bit dire times, it's clear that investors are looking back now at companies that are able to become cash flow neutral or cash flow positive within foreseeable future. So growth is no longer everything. So profitability is back in the vocabulary.
I would think that when the possibility to get money more easily goes down, then this kind of profitability and being able to fund your business by making the business becomes more and more valuable. Do I get it right, or what do you think?
It's absolutely so, and it's a kind of a outcome of traction. You can't be cash flow positive if you don't have traction. Eventually, you have to have the customers, and that then brings that if you have traction, you become fundable, and you get the attention of investors. And at the older is the company, the later you are in your development, the more important that you can actually prove. In early phase, of course, it's still pretty much promiseware and slides, and then it's definitely then more focus on the team and its capabilities.
Okay, Petri is like one of the guys that really know the market and all of the trends in there and so on. So I would like to ask you, not just about the sort of, yes, we want to know the customers, we want to get money from them, get the actual revenue and so on. That's really relevant at the moment. But how about, for instance, your feeling at the moment about the industries that have the sort of hot topics at the moment? Or do you recognize any of those? And then based on your experience, because we were discussing with Risto a lot about sort of this is a long learning process of scoring startups. So what are the latest sort of findings in your own scoring processes of the things that you have learned last that, hey, let's focus more on these kind of companies or so on and so on to sort of polish the investment strategy?
Well, I would say that pure software play is always interesting because it's not capital intensive, but that also creates then opportunities outside that domain that where there's hardware involved. There the competition from the deals is not that tough. And usually for industrial sales, it's kind of a clear path that you can envision whom are the bigger players whom could be interested in that type of product or service, usually a product. Recurring business models are still there and will be. So that has been, I would say, a permanent change in paradigm that what kind of companies are fundable. Having said that, it's clear that in the valuation, exit valuations, the multiples paid are now totally different level than they were 2 years ago. Perhaps if we could say that they are a little bit more healthy level. They were clear overkills in a couple of years ago.
Then I remember from the LinkedIn audience questions about what would be the areas that we should focus on in the scoring discussion. Is there was a relevant thing about team building and team evaluation. And what is your sort of opinion about what have you learned about how to evaluate the team right? Because it's never an easy job to evaluate people. It's sort of, you cannot do in the Excel sort of. it's about more people skills to do that.
So. And therefore, it's absolutely vital to meet people also live, not only over Teams, even though we all have now used to work over Teams, but to see them live, see the team, see how they interact with others among themselves, but also towards other people. So it's mostly signs on how the team perform as a whole, whether someone dominates or is a clear team effort. Danger in venture capital is that quite few of us could be labeled as alpha males, whatever that means. And the danger is that you like to pick people who resembles yourself. And then you end up having a skewed teams. So you all ought to have also a team, different type of people for different type of roles.
Interesting. And one question that I had in mind that might go a little bit deeper and to this more sort of intuitive side of things is that who do you want to see succeed? I think as a founder, I think this is something that you probably think in the back of your mind from time to time. What kind of person, what kind of team do you really want to see succeed?
I wouldn't go that. I would say that analyzing by people that those I would like to back because I want them to succeed. As a LP managing other people's money, I have responsible to think what is the company that can bring in reasonable returns vis-a-vis the risk we are taking. So it's always analysis of the company, not the people as such. And of course, that is especially true when we are making follow-on investments. That is the decisions when you make that, okay, if we don't finance the company anymore, it might go belly up, or at least its growth is halted, or it becomes kind of a non-growing, steady business.
Yeah, that's a good point. But then I would like to add my own personal opinion is that usually the people that are generally likable, that you like and you also see the sort of business people skills in them, they usually make the money as well from the customers because people usually want to buy from the people that they like. So there is a part of this more like human touch in business always. Are they able to build good partnerships? That's people business many times. Are they able to, are they interested in the customer's point of view? It's about, do they have any empathy or, and so on and so on. So it's, I think it's both sides because Petri said it well, that we are basically not just helping the people that are likable, but it helps them in their business building as process as well if they are likable.
And that was very good comment. All businesses among people, and one of the people's skills is that how good you are in listening and reflecting what you have heard, and it's not only communication with a potential investor, but especially with customers. And eventually, again, this boils down to traction. That's the final proof of everything. What is your sales? What is your cash flow?
Yeah, it's continuous with the Risto's talks as well, sort of.
Yes. I'd like to read a quote from your website from Kapalo AI. Everything was organized professionally. We gained a lot from product market fit, sparring, as well as knowledge on how to succeed in raising funding. Innovators' networks towards relevant corporations and investors were super valuable for our business. Can you go into a little bit more detail on what this kind of product market fit sparring would look like? Who's there and what do you talk about and how intensive is this? Is it like a 3 hour or 1 hour or 20 minute conversation and is it ongoing?
With portfolio companies always ongoing. In this program, it's more with the selected potential customers. And that's perhaps something that we have tried to build over the years, that we have good contacts in industry so that we can go and say that we would like to discuss about this company. Can you spare half an hour or an hour? And usually people are willing to share their time because they always are also learning there. In somehow a fund that we really like and we have good relationship and also co-investments with them is Heide Kunde Funds from Germany. In their, they have now their fourth fund running. Each of the funds, they have had German corporates and Mittelstand companies as investors. In the latest fund, I think they have something like 42 corporate or Mittelstand investors in the fund. And that brings a fantastic network for their portfolio companies. And the idea of creating industry networks is what we copied right from them.
Actually, this is leads me to the like most maybe usual question that I personally get from the founders of startups, because they really know, many times they don't know the exact investment strategies of the VCs, and they're asking or maybe sometimes even questioning the role of the VC instead of just giving the money to help them as founders as well. So what's your feeling about this, Petri, that what are the critical elements that they should evaluate when before calling you, sort of, that would this VC be the best fit for us?
Well, there are the obvious criteria. If you are geographically out of the scope, you are out. Ticket size wise, if you are too small, too large, you are out. But rather than to try to, apart from those clear criteria, if you think that this could fit, it's better to approach and ask rather than, so it's also, it's a little bit like a sales funnel. They're looking for an investor. You have to have broad sales funnel, broad number of VCs you contact, and then you start to learn who fit. And VCs, we all have also that we can invest also outside our scope if we are really, really tempted. So it's better to ask. And of course, on thinking the process we discussed earlier, that what VC looks in a company and a team, other way around, it's important that the entrepreneur team checks the VEC and whether they think that they are good people, nice people to work with, to make their own DD. And we are totally happy that the potential investment targets talk to our portfolio company or past portfolio companies. No problem in that.
Then one question more on the process of actually getting reach with you guys is, what is your onboarding process of evaluating of startups? What is the best way to catch you to even have that discussion?
Well, email still works, but the best is usually that it comes with referral, that you know someone you know that knows these people, that someone says that this is an interesting company you should have a look at. In this Kansas Sijoitusrahasto, the co-investment fund, there we have clear process that you set the material via our homepage. But otherwise, it's informal, always are possible. And the events also works.
What about social media? Like, I'm a social media nerd for the couple of 2-3 years. I've been learning this stuff from YouTube, more to TikTok, Instagram, and all this faster media. If you come across a company that's looking for funding and they have a really strong presence all over, does that make you more likely to get into contact with them as an investor or fund? manager?
Of course, if you come across interesting companies, we also do make approaches that, by the way, we are investor and what are your plans regarding funding, etc. So it applies not only to funding, but every business. You have to make a splash out of yourself.
So you have the outbound process as well, that is trying to reach for new,
yes,
interesting companies.
Exactly.
And then the VC industry is very cooperative in the sense that if we come across a company that we think is very interesting, has a potential, but for whatever reason does not fit to our investment philosophy or that fund at that time, we are very happy to make intros to VCs that we know in our network could be interested in the case and other way around. So we always want to help the entrepreneurs. In long term, it's everybody's interest.
One question about ethics. So on your website, you say join the good guys, and you have the Palo program and this sustainability focus also there. So when you look at things like ESG and this quality side of things, these environmental certificates and this kind of stuff, what do you think in your eyes makes a company sort of good? Is it this official stuff, or is it something completely different, or the field they work in, like life sciences? What do you think?
I think it comes from many things. The most important, or one of the most important, is how they conduct their business. You see that what kind of processes they have, and of course what they do. However, things change. Thinking for example, E. A couple of years ago, even companies that developed or sold something that could be a dual use, so part also could be used in military purposes, were out. Now they are in, as the world has changed.
Yes, that's actually a really good point, because many of the funds are now sort of trying to adjust into the current situation.
Exactly.
And also about the scoring still, because that was the most relevant thing to discuss about. And from scratch, Petri, sorry about this, but you could select only like three different things that you want to really nail, that these are the things that if you don't have time to evaluate, of course you have, but if you wouldn't have, you would have to have this kind of like a speed dating of 30 seconds with a startup. What would be the three things that you would like to see in the company?
What problem do you solve? Do you have a paying customer? And is your tech unique?
Yeah, you passed the test.
And having said, the third one is sometimes overstated. For end of the day, we have to invest in businesses that increase in value. Sometimes the winners are not with the best tech, because it requires many things than outside technology to make a successful company. But in the speed dating phase, that if you truly have a kind of me too tech, then it's not interesting, because it's quite likely that there's someone who's better in execution than you.
I want to ask this one as well, because it's all about, we were talking with Risto about intuition and the sort of role of the intuition in the decision process, and then also about the red flags. That what are the things that you don't want to see in a company, sort of?
I get impatient when my questions are not answered. You find those people who start to go around and around and around, even the simplest question. And that really irritates, because it, for me, it tells that perhaps in the future, as there's always difficulties, I would like to know early, instead of having a CEO that camouflages or evades things. Directness is good.
And I think it's also a bit same when we talk about the coachability of the companies and the learning. Are they learning? If they don't find any problems inside their business case, I see that as a red flag as well.
Yeah.
So it's a bit same here. But, if they just are sort of thinking that the investors want to invest into companies that have the best answers, not really. They want to invest into companies that the founders are people that understand also the difficulties they may find when building the business. And if they are not brutally honest, they cannot see the things that they have to solve. I think you are talking about that.
And it's also that you end up fooling yourself, that you think that the world is different out there than it actually is. I noticed that we are soon reaching the hour. I would like to comment because I heard the end of research part, and I don't know Risto for many years. I like him and I like Gorilla Ventures a lot, and I like this camel philosophy. It's fantastic. But that brings me also on this camel on the scoring of startups, something that I have used a lot as a describing the decision making. Arabs have a proverb that whom wants to find a perfect camel ends up walking. That is to say, there needs to be, if everything was perfect, then you are truly missing something. So there's not just a thing that's perfect camel, there's no such thing that's perfect startup to invest in.
But I think to add on that, it's also like people, when they are investing and working with startups, they want to be valuable. And this is part of the story, is that then you are really humble about your weaknesses as well, because then we can support the weaknesses, we can find solutions for the difficulties and so on. So sometimes if the founding team thinks that they have to act that perfect camel, it's not working, because then they don't have the people to support them to build the perfect camel.
Exactly. We have an audience question from Hannu Kuljo. What are your methods to define the strategic opportunities for unpredictable future?
That was a tough one. I think one would be every now and then ask our portfolio companies that kind of fire drill. What would you do if your cash flow would be cut, incoming cash flow for 6 months, customers just disappears? Or do you have, what kind of agreements you still have that you know the, what is the predictable cash flow, in a sense that what kind of flexibility you have in your business? So that perhaps word that we could be used is agility. How agile a company you are, because you don't know what the future brings, but the more agile you are, the more likely you are able not only to survive adverse situations, but take benefit out of them. Chase the opportunity if you are a child.
There's some connection problem.
Sorry, we have some technical problems here. We'll do a little bit of checkups. I think we'll turn Wi-Fi off.
Now it's working.
And we're back online. Sorry about that, Petri.
No problem.
Yeah, so, about the Hannu's question, just a short version of mine. I think this is all about also trying to learn all the time. Also from our side, what are the market trends? What are the timing-wise things that we should take into consideration? Because the unpredictability is something that you can sort of sometimes see that, for instance, the startup is, from timing-wise, they are too early. But this has to, you have to have a lot of like learning by yourself about the technologies and the trends and the sort of, and it's still really difficult to forecast the future, yeah. As always.
Absolutely. One thought I had that if a company has can somehow have an answer to this problem, that what if your cash flow is just completely cut, you actually need to understand completely the business, not just where it's at. Then you understand where it came from, what it actually brings to whom, and what could it be. You have to understand the timing, the scaling, all of these things. So that's a really good mental test for a company, in my opinion. Very interesting. Okay, I think we are coming to a close. And do you have any final wishes to our audience on YouTube, watching this later, Spotify, and the live audience watching us right now?
Well, don't hesitate to be in touch. I am a great believer in serendipity. You meet people and you never know what leads to what.
Awesome. So everybody listening, you can find Innovestor easily on the web. You can find Petri's contact information there. So don't hesitate to call or contact Petri in other ways. Thanks a lot, Petri, for the podcast.
Thank you.
We're going to take a 30-minute break. So hopefully we'll see you again after some time. Thanks a lot, Petri.
Definitely. Thanks, Tom. Thanks, Jussi.
Bye-bye.
Okay, everybody, thanks a lot to Hannu for the audience questions. Everybody else, keep them coming. You can put them here. We're going to still run the show right now during the 30-minute break, but there's not going to be any action here. So see you in approximately 26 minutes with a panel of three guests total. We have Minna, Roope, and Oskari joining us from very different companies. Stay tuned. Thanks, everybody.